world that's falling apart, it's good to be in church. Amen. Amen. We are talking about the fruit of the Spirit, Galatians 5 and 22. And we talked 2 weeks ago about love. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. And today we're going to talk about joy. You can be seated. Joy and happiness, we have learned, are not the same. If happiness is based off of events, situations, conditions, and I don't know if you've ever heard this before, but I remember hearing this as a kid. I believe it was my grandmother that said it. One of my cousins said, "Well, I'm really mad." And she said, "Well, you can get glad in the same pants you got mad in." And I think what she meant was, we're not waiting until tomorrow till you change clothes. You're going to get happy today. But it's different. This joy that the Bible teaches and that we have is different than happiness. Because you can get a raise, and that makes you happy, don't it? The problem is with raises, I know in our industry, they take them away too. And the coal company giveth and the coal company taketh away. Aggravating is the coal company. But at that moment, it brings you some happiness. And then you adjust your way of living to meet that. And then you're not happy anymore. And then you want another raise. And you get it. And it comes through. And you move up. And you're happy. But that's not what joy is. Joy isn't conditional. Joy goes deeper than conditions. Meaning, when things are falling apart, you can still have joy. When everything around you is wrong, you can still have joy. Why? Because joy is a result of having the Holy Ghost. Joy is a result of having the Holy Spirit. If you have this Spirit, it is a fruit of the Spirit. If you are hateful all the time, pray for the Holy Ghost. That's just true. Because the first one's love, and then comes joy. And let me tell you something about grouchy people. I would hate to be grouchy all the time. Some people are like that all the time. I feel sorry for people sometimes. People that work with the public and work with, you know, the public is, you never know what you're going to get. For years, Brother Randy, I was in business for myself, and somebody said, "How do you like being your own boss?" I said, "I'm not. I just change bosses all the time, and you never know what you're going to get." So it was a little different. At least when you work for the same person all the time, you learn their, you get used to their little quirks and how they do. But when you change bosses all the time, I want to tell you something, and I think it's okay to say this. Some people are crazy. They're unreasonable. I could tell Tracy and I went to eat after church Sunday, and we sat down, and the lady that came to service, she was slow on everything. Like, everything was going wrong. And you could tell she was nervous, and we were so Christian. I mean, we were so nice. We surprised me. We were like, "It's okay, it's okay." She said, "I rolled all kinds of silverware back there. I don't know why. It's fine, it's fine, it's fine." And she came back and she said, "Oh, your coffee." I said, "It's good, it's good, it's good." And we stayed Christian the whole time. You know why? Because I got joy. And it's not based on whether I get my silverware on time or not. And I've got a witness. And the Holy Spirit lives in me. But you know what? The enemy recognizes when that's in you, he's going to try to attack you. He's going to try to get your mind off of these benefits that you have. But I got joy, joy, joy. And joy is different than happiness. Our joy, I noticed this in my life, our joy in God grows. Listen to this. This is my statement. When it is shared with others and they experience the joy of God. Do you believe that? When you share Jesus with somebody and you see him change their life, does that not give you joy? I've watched it many times in a church service. Some people are shouters, some people are not. And I have seen people stand while somebody's just worshiping the Lord, and I've seen people in the congregation. They just smile at them. They don't join them. They don't worship with them. They're just so happy that somebody else is getting blessed. That's the joy of God. When you know that somebody else is getting blessed by the Savior that blessed you, I don't know what that does to you, but that does something awesome to me. When I hear somebody testify about the goodness of God, it blesses me because I know they're being blessed. Even in trial, we understand that, well, let me give you this. I wrote down my very own definition of joy. This didn't come from Webster. This didn't come from Reader's Digest. Didn't come from any of that. Or what's that, our Daily Bread. I didn't get this out of, I wrote this myself. You ready? And this is my take on it. Now, you can argue whether it's good or not, but this is my take on joy. Joy is a confidence, a strong assurance in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as he reveals to us the work that Christ is working in us through the gospel from now and through all eternity. Yeah, I wrote that. Let me read that to you. I don't think you got it because you wanted to clap, but you didn't. Joy is a confidence, a strong assurance in the soul produced by the Holy Spirit as he reveals to us the work that Christ is working in us through his gospel from now through all eternity. There you go. That's good. Yeah, thank you, Charlie. Here's what I'm telling you. When I look at what I'm going through in the present time, it does not compare to what he has planned for me in eternity. And when we're a small church. Word gets around. Hey, we're going through a trial. And we get more news every day. And it gets worster and worster. And there's points that when I look at it, I say, nah, man, it's this and it's that and it's this and it's that. And I kept thinking about it. And I just kept thinking about it and thinking about it. And God, what can I do? And God, this and God. And finally, today I'm at work and I'm just thinking about it. And this scripture came to my mind. Think on these things. Because here's the problem. If I keep dwelling on what I'm going through and not dwelling on the one who is able to take me through it, then I start looking at the problem and the problem gets magnified. But he said, oh, magnify the Lord with me. I don't need to magnify the problem. I need to magnify the problem solver. Oh, yeah. Trials are going to come. Don't let that sway your praise. Temptation's going to come. Things are going to come your way. And if you're not careful, you'll get down when Jesus didn't do anything to you. He ain't never done me nothing. Done me nothing but good. All things work together for good. To them that love him and those that are called according to his purpose. He ain't never done me nothing but good. When I think about the goodness of God and what he's done for me, my heart has to cry out, hallelujah. And the night may be dark, but my Savior is still light. The trial may be tough, but my Savior is greater. He's greater. Oh, this ain't religious enthusiasm. Let me tell you what happens with religious enthusiasm. I've seen that before. I've seen people come into a church service and they get happy. We used to call it that. Somebody get to going and it's like, man, somebody done got happy. And you know how long it lasts? Till they got in the car with their spouse. And all that happiness was gone. I need something that's going to last longer than the parking lot. I know I can come in here, and I know you can sing me to a place. And I know that you can make me feel good for a moment, but I need something that when there ain't any music at all, I've got this assurance down inside my soul. And when the night is dark, Brother Eddie, I can still smile knowing that weeping may endure for a night, but joy is coming in the morning. Why is it coming? Because I've got a Savior that has a promise that hell can't stop. There's joy is on the way. Oh, glory. I want you to watch this. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through 3. I want you to watch it. This is, you missed this. I missed this. I've never seen this scripture before in my life. I know I have, but not until I was studying this subject. Moreover, brethren, we do you to wit of the grace of God. Tracy, what's that mean? Man, sometimes my wife talks like she's from 1842. She told me the other day, she said, well, riddle me this. And I said, what in the world is that? Well, riddle me this. I was like, where are you from? Lego, do they say that down there? Riddle me this. We do you to wit. Tracy can tell y'all what that means. Of the grace of God bestowed on the churches of Macedonia. Watch this verse. How that in great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded. What in the world? This is a typo. This is a misprint, right? Because there's something that don't fit in that list. He says, this does it not sound like a typo? In their great trial of affliction, the abundance of their joy and their deep poverty abounded. How can all of that be in the same sentence? How can all of that happen simultaneously? No, this ain't in sequence. This is at the same time. This is going on at the same time. It wasn't that they were in great trial, then they had great joy, and then they had poverty. That's not what it's saying. This is all going on at the same time. They're in great trial of affliction. But in the middle of that, they got overflowing joy. In the middle of that, they've got something that is just gushing out. It's joy. Where do they get this joy from? This don't come from their situation. This comes from their God. So how's it going? I'm in great affliction. How do you feel? Wonderful. I got joy. How do you got joy? Is anything else going on? Yeah, I'm broke too. I'm in poverty. What is wrong with you? There has to be something off in your head. How's your life? I'm busted, disgusted. Can't be trusted. Anything else going on? Yeah, I got this joy. How's your bank account? Oh, it's in the red. But how's life? I got this abundant joy. How do you get that? Let me tell you what this is. This is anti-prosperity preaching. You know? Watch this. Who's going to come to hear me preach this? Get ready for poverty.
Nobody?
Get ready for great affliction. Get ready. We need to find a different church, honey. We need to go somewhere where our bank account is overflowing. No, you need to get somewhere when it ain't going right. You understand that there's a God that's right in the middle of it. He's right in the middle of the poverty. He's right in the middle of the great affliction. Oh, though the devil may try me, though the devil may push me, though the devil may try his best in the middle of that, the devil can't have my joy. This joy I got, the devil didn't give it to me. This joy I got, the devil didn't give it to me, and he sure can't take it away. Man, I'm feeling good on a Wednesday. Down deep inside, you've got to have an assurance. And that's got to motivate you. Oh, it's tough right now, but watch what they do. Watch what these people do. They're broke. They're just not in poverty. What's that word? They're in deep poverty. The bank account ain't just red. It's really, really red. It's deep poverty unto the riches. Wow. How are you going to give with this liberal spirit when you're in a trial and you're broke? How are you going to do that? You know what I've learned? You can't give what you do not have. You can't give what you do not have. And that means when those men laid hands on and the Spirit was transferred, that means they had it to give. What's your line, Brother Eddie? When empty hands are laid on empty heads, nothing happens. What do you got? Silver and gold hath I none. Well, let me say it again. Hey, guys, what you got? Silver and gold hath I none. But such as I have, oh, I got something. I might be in deep poverty, but I got something to give you. Oh, I'm telling you, I might be in the middle of a trial, but I got something to give you. Brandon, I love you, buddy. You're going through it, but you ain't never sang so good as you have lately. I mean, don't get me wrong. I like to hear you sing, but man, there's something with it. Oh, listen, can I preach for a minute? Can I preach for a minute? He said the devil has desired to sift you, but he said, I'm praying that your faith don't fail. What I'm praying is your faith don't fail. I know your flesh is going to want to give up, but there's something deeper than your flesh, and that's your faith. And in the middle of the faith, you can win that battle. Town deep. Can I tell them her text the other day? I said, man, I don't know, man. I guess the olive produces more oil when it's squeezed. Yeah. Here's the problem with trial. You know what happens when you go on trial? You blame God. What was it you asked? Why God allowed this to happen? How many of us have asked that question? God, why did you allow this to happen? God, why did you allow this to happen? When I read of great men of God, Zach, when I read about, I know he was a Calvinist and I know he was Reformed and I know all that. But when I read about Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers, and what he went through, his wife, her health was horrible. She had all these issues that he had to deal with. And he made this statement. He said, I never questioned why God allowed this to happen. He said, I would always ask, how can this situation be used to bring God glory? Oh. Let me say that again. How can this situation be used to bring God glory? Oh, they're broke. Next verse, watch this. For to their power I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. That makes zero sense to any of us. Does it? Does it not? Does anybody? For to their power, I bear record, yea, and beyond their power, they were willing of themselves. Huh? You know what he's saying? He was saying, I'm a witness that they were broke. I'm a witness, yay. They were broke and they were in great trial, but they gave anyway. Not only did they give, beyond their power they gave. They gave more than they were able to give. and they were willing to do it themselves.
I just thought that would be so much cooler to y'all.
He's saying, I'm telling you, they gave. They gave to the church. They gave to the churches. They wanted to help people. They were in trial and they were broke. But somehow they had this joy that was overflowing. And it was so overflowing that they were willing to give, even though they didn't have to give. Can I tell you, when the enemy says you don't have anything to give, stand to your feet, look the enemy straight in the eye and say, I got Jesus and that's enough. I got him and that's enough.
I got some other verses, but I might let y'all go.
Joy. We used to sing a song and it said, I get joy when I, what he's done for me. So you know what we need to do? We need to modernize that and change it to the current situation that people view the church and their life in. I get joy when I see that everything's going okay. I get joy when I think about everybody likes me.
Yeah, I just wrote that.
You know what we worry about? We worry about what other people think too much. Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I unto thee. Notice what they said. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Rise up and walk. Man, there is a world that has no strength to get up. But I've got something down inside of me that I can give them and raise them up. Are you listening to me? I may be in trial, but that does not affect the greatness of the God that is in me. As a matter of fact, I think sometimes when the devil pushes us and pushes us and pushes us and pushes us and pushes us, there comes a point when he can't push anymore. You messed up, devil. I got nowhere else to go, but I got to come out fighting. I can't back up anymore. I got something on the inside, and it's working on the outside. I'm ready to go to war. Joy. Joy. I can't let y'all in on a secret. I lost one of the most important people in my life when I lost my mother-in-law. And it hurt. And it hurt. And I don't like to cry around people. So I would wait till I was by myself and I'd cry. And then one day, Brother Eddie, I was crying. I said, God, I miss her so bad. He said, I don't. Well, think about that for a minute. In the middle of all that pain, a smile came across my face. In the middle, why? Because let me tell you what joy does. Joy will reach down inside of you and say, hey, man, there's a hope. There's a hope in Jesus. And I hope, listen, I'm going to let you know something. Death ain't final. It's just a graduation. That's all it is a graduation. She done graduated. Let me tell you what joy says. I'm glad she knew Jesus. I'm glad she held to his word. I'm glad she knew his promise. I'm glad that she understood the gospel. I'm glad that she had a praise in her heart. When she couldn't hardly walk, she still praised him. And I look around at people that want to throw in the towel as soon as some trial comes their way. Oh, not me. I got something greater than that. When the trial comes, there's something that says, rise up, oh King, rise up. Rise up.
Oh.
So I got to think about it for a minute. Come on, musicians. I got to think about what he did for me. You know what we do? We think about what the boss did to us too much. Hey, listen, I'm not perfect.
I called Tracy today and I was fussing and she rebuked me and I quit fussing. She said, "Hark, what is thy problem?" No, she didn't. She didn't. She didn't. I said, "Riddle me this." Because you know what? We look at situations and we don't look through the situation. This is a trick of the devil. Are you in a situation? Is anybody here in a situation? Are you in a circumstance? Are you in a trial? Are you in a predicament? Are you in a place where you're not really sure which way this is going to go? Are you in that place? Are you there? Well, let me tell you, if you're there, I want you to think about a place called Calvary. And I want you to think about the blood that was shed for you. Not only was it shed for you, it was applied to you. I want you to think about you being a child of God. And I want you to think about this. Though he slay me, yet will I trust in him. Now let me tell you what you can't do. You can't manufacture this through meditation. That ain't gonna get you nowhere. Find your inner child. Go back and think about your inner child and how what happened to you as a child. And you take that inner child. You know what you need to do with that inner child? You need to crucify that old man with the lust and the flesh. Yeah, yeah. You don't need to coddle him and cuddle him. You just need to let him go and say, "Jesus, make me brand new. I know who I was, because when I think about where I'm going in terms of where I've been, it makes me glad to know I've been born again. Sam, I got something down inside of me that when the trial gets hot, I'm still able to raise my hand. And I want to be like the saints of old when they're laying on their deathbed. I want to be able to raise my hand and say, I still trust you, Lord. I still trust you, Lord. I still trust you, Lord." You don't have to smile to have joy. Doug, I'm ready to fight with you, man. I'm ready to fight with you. You know what you got to stop doing as people of God, fighting against each other? You know what I like about Doug? Carly's surprised I even said that. I like his honesty. Even when I don't like what he says, I like his honesty. "Hey, Doug, where was you at Sunday?" He don't sugarcoat it and say, "I didn't feel well," like some of y'all do. He says, "I went to ride my motorcycle." And he says it kind of with an attitude. What is it? Yeah, I know. I already know where you're at. Don't you think I don't know. I used a motorcycle, so I wouldn't really tell where he was at Sunday. I appreciate his honesty. Now, he wasn't here Sunday, and I knew where he was at. But you know what, Doug? Here's what happens. Here's what happens a lot of time. We get mad at each other. You ready to stand in? You know what he does every week? He goes up and stands in for his son and his nephew to be delivered from alcohol. You know what I want to do? I want to pray with him. I want to pray with him. Because you know what alcoholism is? It's a spirit. It's a spirit. And to all you social drinkers, be careful. You're playing with the spirit. I mean, the liquor store was called Spirits. Be careful. Be careful what you're playing with. Because you know what happened with his nephew and his son? Started out with one drink. And before you know it, but here's what I know, we're fighting spirits. What I'm saying is we're not fighting something that can't be defeated. Come on, Doug, let's pray. Come on, come on. Come on, who's going to help me? Who's going to help me? Man, I just feel a change in gears right here. We're not praying for his deliverance. We're praying through him for somebody else's deliverance. Do you believe that God is able? It don't look good right now. It don't look good. But I got this confidence in a Savior. That in the trial and when I'm broke, I still got something to give. Take it, Lord. Take it away. Man, I'm praying that God's Spirit begins to move in their mind. Begins to talk to them. When nobody else is around, the voice of God is talking and dealing and calling and wooing. Do you believe God's able to do that? Anybody else need prayer tonight? Anybody else need prayer tonight? Are you going through something? Do you need God to move on something? I want you to be able to give in your trial. If you're in a trial, if you're in a trial, if you're in a trial, if you're in a situation, I want you to come up here. Amen. Right now, Dave, here's what I want you to do. I want you to praise him right now. I want you to thank him right now. I want you to give to him. I want you to give to him. In your trial, in your brokenness, in your poverty, in your deep situation, I still give you praise, Lord. You're still worthy. You're still worthy. I refuse to let my situation stop my praise. I refuse to let my trial stop my witness. I refuse to step back. I refuse to sit down. I refuse to hold my peace because he's been too good to me. Praise him. Praise him. Go ahead and thank him. Go ahead and thank him. God, I'm in a situation, Lord, but you're still worthy. You're still worthy. You're still worthy. God, I'm in a predicament right now, but I want to take this moment to give. In my brokenness, I want to give. In my hurt, I want to give. In my weakness, I want to give.